Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where we come together every week to discuss the world of healing. And I don't know, something we need more now than ever. But I say that every week, right? If you're new to my show, welcome. So glad you're here. And if you've been for a while, coming along the ride with us for a while, so happy to have you back. So have you ever wished there was like a single place where you could identify and find solutions for all the spiritual conundrums and spiritual growth and personal process stuff that you're facing? I wish I had known Kelly when I was in that phase of just kind of opening up and wish somebody could just explain to me in simple terms what this whole thing about spiritual healing and growth, how it actually works and what's going to happen. Lucky for us, Kelly, our guest today, Kelly Sparta, has written an incredible book called The Overachiever's Guide to Nailing Your Spiritual Growth that really helps us. I just love this book so much. It really helps answer those questions we didn't know we had about what happens when we start waking up spiritually. And it seems like when we're in it, it seems like it's totally random. It's so nice to see there's a process that was sort of signposts along the way that we can really navigate. And I'm so happy to have Kelly with us today. Kelly Sparta is a longtime friend of mine and colleague, but she's also a transformational shaman who works with high performance people to help them unlock hidden aspects of their potential. She teaches motivated people to master their energy and create next level results, which I can tell you is 100% the truth. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Lisa. Good to see you.
You too, honey. So happy to have you on my show again and just be hanging out with you.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here.
Tell us about this book, this amazing book. It's first of all, a piece of genius that somehow you've got all of the thrashing around that we do when we're spiritually awakening, all this painful stumbling, and mostly we have to do it alone. I did, because when I was waking up, there was none of this stuff happening, right?
So you and me both. Yeah.
I was like, what in God's name is happening to me? What's going to happen next? What is even going on here? And you've written this just sort of really masterpiece of a book about how we find our way through this with hopefully way more grace than we did floundering our way through it, right?
One would hope, yes. Although, you know, the floundering is real, so.
Floundering is real.
There's our tagline for the show, the floundering is real, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, so my mother raised me in this stuff. So I've been doing this stuff since I was 5 years old, right? And I have this naturally engineer brain, and my engineer brain is like, okay, I've got to make everything make sense. And how do things interrelate and all of that. And as I learned to talk to my guides, they just filled in the blanks every time I asked. And I was like, oh, cool. Right. And so I started writing down everything that I did. And I spent 22, 25 years writing everything down. And then I went back over it and I looked at it. And I was like, okay, all right, I get it. I get it now. I understand how this works. And so it's interesting that you're calling it a masterpiece because, you know, in old days when people were in guilds, the masterpiece would be the piece of work that they put forth to say that they were going from journeyman to master.
Wow.
And it would be the culmination of all of the things that they've ever learned over the course of their life as that practitioner, as whatever it is that they were doing. Mm-hmm. And that all of it had to be built into their quote unquote masterpiece. And so, you know, it's entirely appropriate that you say that about this book because it really is that for me. It is me taking 25 years worth of notes and a lifetime of study and condensing it into a single 134 page book. It's very funny because a friend of mine edits books for Barrett Kohler, which is a business book company, but it's an enlightened business book company, right? And she edited this book for me and she said, you know, she said, most books have 2 to 3 good ideas and a whole bunch of stories around them. She's like, you have 2 to 3 good ideas on a page. Like, like, yeah, I've kind of written more of a textbook than the average nonfiction book, but it had to be that way if I was going to lay out the big 20,000 foot view, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's really a minute. The other thing about the idea of masterpiece is that this is really about spiritual mastery, which is something that you talk a lot about in the book.
Yeah.
So what is spiritual mastery?
Well, so spiritual mastery is simply a mastery of self, ultimately. It will also involve energetic mastery as you go through the process, because as you master yourself, you start to see yourself as an energetic person and as a spirit and as a conscious creator of your own reality. And as you go through that, you do learn to master your energetic skills at the same time. And some people hit the energetic pieces first and come into the personal growth side to open up the blocks, because you can only get so far in your energetic work if you're not doing your personal work, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And so how you come in depends upon the person, but ultimately you end up doing both and a little wellness thrown in. You know, it's one of those things that the interesting thing is that our world is so very siloed, right? You have the wellness world, you have the energy world, energy healing, you have the magic and manifestation world, you have the personal growth world, you know, all of these different silos that don't generally talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And true transformation happens when you cross the silos.
Yeah.
When you integrate the silos. And so they are really artificially separated in our world. And so part of what I try and do in the book is to put those pieces together so that we can start to understand why and how to make things better. Right.
Right. Yes, I love that you're doing that, because I think we have to like work across those platforms. We have to kind of bring in all those different angles. And that's how it's been in my process too. Like, you do a little bit of this angle, a little bit of talk therapy, a little bit of body work, a little bit of energy work, spiritual work. Like, we have to, you know, lifestyle stuff. Like, we have to kind of go through like looking at all the angles as we're working on our central issues.
Yeah. Yeah. And different things work for different reasons, right? I did a mini podcast recently where I talked about why you would want to use shiatsu versus why you would want to use acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're the exact same pathway, right? They're both using the Chinese energy meridian system,
right?
But there's different uses for them, right?
Yeah.
And being able to understand why you want to use one versus the other, why you want to go to a Reiki session for this, or a shamanic healing session for that, or a, you know, shiatsu or acupuncture or whatever, right? Because, you know, if you don't have the point of reference, then you don't know which one to choose.
Yeah. Exactly. So I love the title of your book, The Overachiever's Guide to Nailing Your Spiritual Growth. And what can you tell us about the overachiever part? Because like, what does that mean?
Yeah, so I find that there's three, sometimes four different types of people who are in the spiritual world. And there are people who are dabblers who sort of come in and go, ooh, I wonder what's here. Let me play around with this and I'll play around with that. But they never really do anything with it. They just sort of, it's like they're in the kiddie pool paddling around, right? And then there are people who are seekers, and they want knowledge for the sake of knowledge, right? And they're great. They get a lot of knowledge, but they don't, again, do much with it, right? They do for their own lives, but they don't really do out in the world, right? And then you have what I refer to as the doers, and the people who are doers / seekers, which you also have. And anybody who's a doer, whether it's just a doer / seeker, is going to take what they learn and do something with it. Usually they'll go out, they'll be healers, they'll do something in the world that is related. And what those people typically do is they become the magicians of the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who can use energy, magic, to change things, to shift things, to move things. And I wrote this book specifically for those people, I wrote the book for the people who want to make a difference,
right?
And who want to take it and do something with it, because there's a specific pathway of healing that has to happen and a specific pathway of growth that has to happen if you are on a magician path, you know, a healer path, a doer path. And that's what the book is written for.
Right. And one of the things you bring up sort of right away are these energy scans that you've done, like thousands and thousands of energy scans on different people's energy system. And you've kind of found there are these kind of common blockages that people have or disruptions in their energy. Let's talk about that. I think this is particularly brilliant that you've correlated them that way. And as I was reading them, and I've been an energy healer for 30 years too. And when I was like, oh yeah, that one and that one and that one, you know, like, I'm like, oh, she put them all together and gave them these names and stuff. So I thought that was fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I was doing energy scans for people on a specifically on a spiritual path. So it's not just in general, but on a spiritual path. You do more, you know, healings across more groups than I do. So only you would know if this applies outside of that group as well. So I'd be fascinated to hear that because, you know, I've always respected your healing work. You're amazing at what you do. And, you know, the same patterns kept showing up. Right? Over and over and over. No matter how many of these I did, I always found the same patterns. And now not everybody had all of them. And, well, nobody had all of them, but everybody had some of them.
Right.
And usually you ended up with like 8 to 15 of these that you would be dealing with in any given layer. And let me be clear what I mean by that, because when we go through our work, we go through it in layers. It's like an onion, right?
Yep.
We're working our way through the onion. And in that process, we are, each layer has its own set of wounds or blocks that are dealing with that particular layer. And so, you know, I often get people in and they say, oh my God, I have so many, what's going on? And I'm like, no, don't freak out that you have so many. It just means you just cleared a layer, right? And you're just starting a brand new layer and you know, take it as success that you have a lot because you just cleared a layer and now you get all the new ones, right? Or, oh, I have so few, I'm doing so well. Yeah, great for now. You know, you'll clear those and then the next layer will come and you'll have a whole bunch of new ones to deal with. And they're like, what? But that's the nature of shadow work, right? That's the nature of healing, is that each layer brings its own thing. And one of the things I tell people early on is that the single most important thing you can do on your spiritual journey is to let go of the goal, because you're never going to be done. You know, in fact, Richard Bach wrote a book called Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah.
I love that book.
It's my favorite book.
Yeah, me too.
And inside the book is another book called The Messiah's Handbook. And there's a quote from the Messiah's Handbook that says, if you want to know if your work here on the planet is done, here's a simple test. If you're still here, you're not done.
Right? Yeah.
And I love that because it just sets that expectation right at the beginning that, you know, it's never going to be done and I need to stop being goal oriented. And so, because there are certain core wounds and core issues that come up over and over and over again as you go through your work. And initially you're like, I can't believe I'm doing this again. I swear I worked really hard on it last time. And why am I not done? And I hate this. And then you go through it again and you realize that you got it at a different level and you're like, okay, all right, fine, you know, whatever, but I worked really hard at it, so I'm done this time. And then it comes back around and it comes back around and it comes back around until eventually when it comes back around, you go, hello, old friend, what do you have to teach me today?
I love that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
somebody told me once, it's like, you just get a finer grain of sandpaper. It's like, you know, like a sculptor polishing something and you think you're done, you just get a finer grain. I like that analogy too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So it's just, when you look at these, you know, they're there and there's a bunch of them. There's 38 of them, right?
Yep.
But for each one, you know, I talk a little bit about where did it come from? What are the possible causes of it? What are the beginning steps on how to heal it? The goal of the book is specifically to give you a curriculum, because that's the hardest thing about the spiritual world right now is, well, it's one of two. There are two problems. One is there's no curriculum and, you know, you don't know if you miss something. And so, you know, I talk to people all the time who've been doing their work for 20 years and they're stuck. And I talk to them about what they're stuck on. And it turns out that they missed something way back in the beginning that they didn't get. And that's right. Got them stuck now.
Yeah.
And it's because there was no curriculum. They didn't know they skipped something. Right.
Right.
And so that's one piece. And then the other piece is when you and I got started in this, there, you know, being spiritual was like, woo, woo, you're kind of weird. Right.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you had an expert, quote unquote, in the field, they were an expert because you had to live with being shunned almost from society to step into this work. Right. Everybody sort of looked at you like you had two heads. Right. And so, yes. You know, nobody put themselves out there unless they really believed and they really knew and they really did their research and they really learned and they were walking the path. And now it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And so every marketer out there who thinks that they've had some sort of, you know, awareness or they read a book now thinks that they can, you know, suddenly market this.
Yeah.
And they're regurgitating aphorisms that they don't even understand. Right.
Oh my God. Have you watched TikTok lately? TikTok. Oh my Lord.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. And Witch Talk in particular. Right. I actually, there's a podcast episode coming out in the next couple of weeks where I talk about the two years ago, the Witch Talk baby witches cursed the moon. Were you around at that time? Because they were told they couldn't. Yeah. There's a whole story about how I had to go and fix that.
Wow.
So that's coming out on the podcast here soon. But yeah, they wouldn't let me tell the story. My guides wouldn't let me tell the story until now. But yeah,
I see that a lot too in the psychic world, you know, like lots of people have psychic openings and
huge.
Learn how to, like, they had one psychic experience and learned the tarot cards and now they're professional psychics, you know.
Right.
And they're giving really bad, you know, dangerous psychic information for anyone who will watch them on TikTok. And it's tricky for me because I don't, you know, I never want to like discourage people from, right, you know, putting themselves out there, being so excited about their path and sharing what they know with other people. But I think there's a lot of people in that, like, you don't even know enough to know that you don't know what you don't know, kind
right.
of the unconscious incompetence, you know. And that, I don't know, I never know how to handle that kind of, like, we want to encourage them, but we also don't want them out there hurting people.
Yeah. Well, and I talk about that. They're stage three healers, right? So in stage three, you're trying to prove to yourself that you know what you're doing and you
right.
do it by going out and doing it. And you want to support them in that. But you also want to make sure that they're not giving out bad information. So I tend to quietly say, this isn't right. And you might want to fix that. Maybe take that down.
Right.
You know, here, let's talk. Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the goal isn't to embarrass them because they're desperately afraid of being embarrassed, because that's exactly where I was when I was doing that. I was doing the best I could with what I knew. And sometimes it was not good enough. And
yeah.
that just is
just
what
the
it
learning.
Is.
It's just right? like you're on a learning curve.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
And the more you learn, the more you know that you can't know it all. That's the thing, you know? I mean, I've put this book out and it's a lot, but it's not everything. There's no way I could have included everything. The world's
right.
too big. There's
yes,
there's
exactly.
stuff I've never heard of coming out that people are like, oh, do you know about this? I'm like, no, what's that? I got to go look it up.
I know.
Like, I got nothing. I've been studying for 45 years. I got nothing.
Totally. And I just feel like there's like this big evolution that's happening right now. And a lot more quantum modalities are coming in, which I think is really cool. And there's so much, that's so hopeful, right? That
right.
it's kind of, you know, even though sometimes I cringe a little TikTok, I don't know why it is all TikTok that gets,
well,
you
because
know, gets
TikTok
at me,
is,
but,
yeah.
You know, but I'm also super grateful that I'd rather have that than back in the days where I was just trying to be quiet. Mm-hmm. So like, you don't get thrown in a mental hospital because you're talking about, you know, seeing angels and talking to dead Uncle Fred and stuff like that would land you in one place. And at least now, so we don't have that so much, not totally. It's not totally true everywhere, but at least we're kind of out of the dark ages a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a shaman friend of mine who used to regularly, he worked as a, an orderly in a mental institution. And he said that half of the time the people were actually seeing things. They were seeing the spirit world. They weren't mental. They were just, they didn't know how to regulate.
I always say there's only a few letters difference between psychic and psychotic.
Yeah. And it all depends on who's in the room, right? Literally and energetically.
Right.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah.
So let's talk about your podcast.
Yeah.
You've got an amazing podcast, Spirit Sherpa Podcast. I've been on your podcast. So fun. But let's talk a little bit about it.
Yeah. So the podcast was actually designed to be it was designed to take people from the discovery phase where they come in. So you start off going, there's got to be more to life than this. Right. And you go looking for a solution and you go into the spiritual world and you go, oh, maybe the answer is here. And you go looking for the magic pill in the spiritual world. And that's the discovery phase. And it was supposed to take people from there through the proof and proselytizing phase, which is, oh my God, this stuff really works. I must tell everyone I know so that they, and drag them out to classes with me so they don't think I'm nuts. Right. Right. We remember these stages.
We remember that one.
And then it's to take them into the prove it stage, which is the, okay, here we go. We're figuring out, we think we know this works. Can I really do this? I'm not sure I can do this. Let me see and let me try it. Let me do it. And if you're an extrovert, you'll usually be a teacher at that point because you teach best and then people ask questions and that helps you to learn more and whatever. Right. And to take them from there to the fourth stage, right? So the goal of the podcast is to take people through stage three and into stage four, where you pull back and you start to retreat to do your own work. And the key to make that transition, and this is one of the things we talk about in the book, is to go from stage three to stage four, you have to admit there's no magic pill outside of you that's going to suddenly make you enlightened. The answer lies within. Right.
And it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah. And so that's what the podcast does. We do everything from, you know, angels and crystals and tarot cards. And we've had you on the podcast before. You're coming back on again. Great guests. And then we also do stuff around personal growth and transformation. We talk about the knight in shining armor and the damsel in distress, and the archetypes and how they come into relationship with each other. We talk about, you know, how to get out of your trauma and how to overcome a bad day and, you know, how to clear your energy field and, you know, all of this different thing. Right. So everything's soup to nuts. I think we're on episode 240 at this point. It'll be 4 years. We'll be completing 4 years on summer solstice this year.
That's amazing. Yeah. I was just talking to my producer here on a Power Radio that five years I've been doing it. So
wow.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's a commitment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I was reading this article on podcasts that says like most people podcast for like 6 months and then give up because it's not gonna work.
Yeah, like 10 to 12 episodes or something.
Yeah, that's the average. Yeah. So that's amazing. So let's now help people find your book, The Overachiever's Guide to Nailing Your Spiritual Growth. Is it only an ebook?
It is only an ebook right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's available. You can either go to my website or I don't know if we have the direct link to get there or not, but if you go to my website, it's a download. You can get it in PDF or Kindle, or well, you get both actually, technically. And then you also get the bonuses of the Boundaries for Empaths program, the tree meditation, and the stress reduction sound healing.
Cool.
And so you get the entire package for $25.
That's amazing. Yeah. What a deal.
Yeah.
What a deal. That's so good. And your website is kellysparta.com.
Yes, it is.
And we can take a look at it right here. And just for, if you guys are listening to us without the picture, Kelly Sparta is KellySparta.com. KellySparta.com. There she is.
Yeah. And if you see on the homepage there, it's got the stages of healing. And that's basically giving you some of the contents from the book so that you can get a preview of it. It's a little 5-minute video. So. Cool.
Yeah. I I love working with Kelly, and I often send you my my students when they're kind of they need a little bit more work with boundaries, or they're just kind of, I don't know, there's some like beautiful way that you have like deep, deep, deep compassion, and it's not tough love exactly, but it's like the truth.
Kind of is.
Like, it's like the truth, you know, like a really powerful truths that people need to hear. And sometimes it just takes somebody like you to tell people the truth about where they're at in their, like, with that real kindness and compassion. Like, oh, it's like saying, you know, your fly's unzipped, somebody's got to tell you.
I mean,
it's like that. You're always that person. So if your spiritual fly is unzipped, and nobody's told you, Kelly will tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that I just really love the people I work with. And I do. I mean, like, I love them. Yeah, it's not a thing I say. It's true. I fall in love with the people that I work with, and you know, not romantically, obviously, but you know, you cannot truly hold safe healing space for somebody unless you're holding space in love.
And I think there's literally no way anymore that you can get there. I don't know how we got there on our own, and I know we all had help along the way, but I just think we hit a wall in our spiritual growth until you have mentors, teachers, you know, people who are ahead of you on the path that can guide you there. You know, and I think that you're an incredible, you know, mentor for people who are, you know, waking up. And I know the book is amazing, but it's also read the book and then work with Kelly. That's, I think, the formula.
Yeah. And I do have ways for people to do that. And I love to work with people. But you're right. We do run into problems. In the beginning, I'm not really sure what I'm doing. And in the middle, you're like, okay, I know what I'm doing, but now I can't see what the problem is because I'm too close to it, because it's at the assumption level.
You're trying to look at the back of your own head.
Exactly.
Because you're dealing with what's just arising out of your unconscious.
Right.
How are you, can you see it really, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the middle of the road, you're sitting there trying to figure out, okay, what's next to work on? I don't know. I know there's something blocking my path, but I can't see it. You need somebody from the outside to look in because you don't have the perspective on it. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So everywhere you go, every path. One of my coaching clients, just his father asked him, you know, are you ever going to be done with your coaching? And I said, well, I hope not. And he's like, what? I said, talk to every successful entrepreneur, every successful person out there. They're all working with coaches.
Oh, I've got three at any given time.
Yeah. I've got several right now as well. Yeah, so,
me too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly, for sharing your wisdom with us today and in your beautiful book, The Overachiever's Guide to Nailing Your Spiritual Growth. Make sure you all check out Kelly's podcast, spiritsherpapodcast.com. And thank you for being with us today, Kelly.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. It's always a blast.
It is totally fun. And thanks all of you for joining us. You can find me if you want to find me at lisacampion.com. I hope you come by and visit and leave me a message and just say hi. But thanks for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.